Within the last couple of weeks, two major art heists were pulled off. In one, three masked men with guns walked into a private Zurich museum, grabbed four 19th century masterpieces worth a combined $163 million. They tossed them into a van and sped off. And then last week, two Picasso paintings worth $4.4 million were stolen from a small gallery also near Zurich. Together, the thefts make for one of the most dramatic periods in art heist history. Thomas Hoving is the former director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and he's written dozens of books about art history, and he knows a lot about where art ends up after it gets stolen. Thomas, thank you very much for being here.
Good. What's up?
So you tell me what's up. Will you walk us through the story? How did these heists get pulled off?
Well, let's start with the stupidest theory and go to the most possible one.
Okay.
The stupidest theory is that there's some genius collector like Dr. No in the old James Bond movie, who has a great underground series of galleries where the treasures of stolen art are there for his only delectation, and his butler fixes him a martini, and he goes, look, that doesn't happen.
He strokes his cat there, too, right?
That's movie stuff. The second most illogical thing is that they are stolen for ransom to insurance companies, but since the insurance companies about a decade ago said, you know, we won't do that, the ransom thing is no longer possible.
Okay.
The most possible reason is that these works of art are stolen on order of people in the criminal community who want to use them as collateral for loans, which they obtain through unscrupulous financial institutions in places like Liechtenstein, Japan, Cayman Island, and elsewhere, where the statute of limitations on stolen works of art is minimal. A month, 3 months, and when the loan comes due and they get a tiny percentage of a Picasso, let's say they get $100,000 on a Picasso that's worth $100 million, but it's money, and they're using it to buy drugs, so therefore they don't really care.
Where is the art during all this time?
In the banks.
In the banks?
Or in some warehouse, and they just are rolled up and they wait.
Well, can they ever be bought or released, or can they see the light of day?
Well, you know, something about the human being is that the memory is extraordinarily short, shorter than the nail on your little finger. In 50, 100 years, there's a very good chance that these things will be resellable.
Let's go back a little bit. How the heck can this happen? I mean, was the museum security a bunch of Keystone cops?
Well, look, if guys come in with armed stuff, when I was running the Met, the order to the guards, who are excellent and alert, don't fight them. Who wants to have people killed, bystanders people, children people, killed
right
for some bloody Picasso, of which there are 30,000 in the world, and it's sad to have, but, you know, you just don't do that.
So, Thomas, you basically are saying this is kind of an easy thing to do if you just bust into a museum with a mask on and have a van waiting and you've got guns. So
it's even easier to do a gallery.
Well, why doesn't this happen more often then?
It happens a lot. It happens every week.
Oh, it does?
Oh, sure.
Now, as I said, you used to be the director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Did it ever happen at the Met when you were there?
Never.
Did you ever come across stolen pieces of art or even pieces, you know, where you weren't quite sure where they came from?
Yeah, but I knew they came from illegal antiquity digs, and I bought them with relish. It had nothing to do with stolen works of art. It was a different issue entirely.
How do you make sure when somebody brings you something that it's completely legal?
There was a very complicated 25-step check at the Met, particularly on Holocaust art, because the person who was director of the Met before me had been in the famous art recovery squad during World War II. And so we saw that something did not have a record from 1933 to 1948, bang, it had to be Holocaust art. Mm. And we heard a certain name. We knew it was one of Goering's runners or something like that. So we alerted the authorities.
So are art collectors now thinking, hey, I bought this amazing, beautiful thing to hang on my wall, but now I have to hide it in my safe? I mean, do you think fine art will become less and less viewable?
No, because people don't listen to the program. They don't read the papers, and it's in Zurich, and who cares about them?
Tom, if you could steal one piece of art to hang on your wall and no one would ever know, what would you steal?
I would steal the Ghent altarpiece by Jan van Eyck, which is in San Bavo Cathedral in Ghent.
I love how specific your answer was. You're a true art professional, sir.
Well, I've been in the business for, what's 1950 to now?
is a
58 years, right?
Is a 38 year? No, 58 years. Yeah. Holy moly!
That's why you're in art and I'm in art, because we don't know math.
I'm just tired. I used to be able to do calculus. I can't draw though.
Okay.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Take care now.
Thomas Hoving is the former director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art and author of many, many art history books.